welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast. If you love tennis and want to improve your game, this podcast is for you. Whether it's technique, strategy, equipment, or the mental game, tennis professional Ian Westerman is here to make you a better player. And now, here's Ian.
Hi, and welcome to the Essential Tennis Podcast, your place for free, expert tennis instruction that can truly help you improve your game. Well, today on the podcast, we're going to have an entire show all about playing left-handed players. How do you deal with playing against a lefty? What strengths and weaknesses do they have? And what type of strategy should you be playing in order to be most effective against them? I've got two great guests that are going to be discussing this with me, and it's a great show. We have a good conversation. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some great tennis instruction.
And now, it's time for Essential Tennis Q&A.
All right, well, today on the podcast, I have two guests with me I'm very happy about. First of all, we have Jason Cole, who you guys are definitely familiar with. Jason and I went to college together and played college tennis together. And Jason, it's great to have you back on the show.
Good to be here.
And next up, we have Will, and he is the founder of FuzzyYellowBalls.com, which is a tennis instruction website like my own, except he specializes in video content. And Will, I've really been admiring your site ever since you started, and it's grown tremendously over the last 6 or 8 months or so. You're doing a great job over there, and I'm really happy to have you on the show as well.
Well, hey, Ian, I appreciate it, and you got to give Adam Siminski a lot of credit for that. He does all the video editing, and he makes me look better than I should.
Yeah, well, that's definitely important. Yeah, a good tech guy to have behind you for that sort of venture is definitely valuable. But thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Well, our question today for the podcast show comes to us from Tennis Dad on the forums at EssentialTennis.com. And we're going to talk all about left-handed players today. He wrote and said on the forums, "Ian, even though your cohorts seem to discuss your leftiness, I think it might be an appropriate topic for your podcast, specifically strategy-oriented techniques, etc. When I see various left-handed juniors play, I'm sometimes shocked they don't use their left-handed advantages more. It might be interesting to hear you talk about the lefty game, being more personal from your perspective. I'd love to know generally how frequently you use certain serves, generally slice, I'm sure, but I'm sure you tailor it to other specific opponents' abilities as well." And then lastly, he says, "Tell us about specific techniques. I think it would be enlightening to hear your take on disadvantages as well." So we're basically going to cover four main questions here during the show with Will and Jason. We're going to talk about why lefties are typically difficult to play for your average level tennis player. We're going to talk about specific tactics that lefties do use to play against righties. We're going to talk about any disadvantages lefties might have in their tennis game, and also what can be done to be more successful against left-handed players. Now, one of the reasons why I asked Will to be on the show is because he is a left-handed player as well, as well as myself. And Jason, I knew, would be a great addition to the show because he actually enjoys playing against left-handed players, which is not terribly common for a righty tennis player. So Jason's going to give us some good insight on what has made it kind of easier for him as far as playing against left-handed players. So let's start off, guys, with the question, why are lefties difficult to play? Jason, you know, you've told me that you're generally comfortable playing against lefties, but keeping in mind kind of the average level player, why do you think that lefties typically are so much trouble for club level players?
Well, one good reason would be the spin is coming from a different direction and moving in a different direction. So it's a matter of finding out and getting used to that different spin coming at you as well. Most people can have a rudimentary plan of playing a backhand of a righty, and all of a sudden you're going into the wheelhouse of a lefty. So getting past that can be a little tricky for someone who doesn't experience it very often.
Yeah, those are definitely two main ones. The rotation is huge. especially when you get a little bit of experience under your belt and you're just kind of used to things coming at you in a certain direction or curving a certain direction, having it do the opposite of what most players are, you know, it just throws most people for a loop and takes them a while to get comfortable. Will, anything to add to that as far as why lefties are difficult to play?
Well, I think, the spin's a huge part of it, and I think a lot of it just has to do, in terms of the serve, most players are comfortable hitting righty serves. They've kind of figured out how it moves through the air, how it bounces.
Right.
And then you come up, 10% of the population are lefties, something like that, so you just don't see it that much. And I think it's just a matter of not having that comfort level like we talked about before. I mean, you look at higher level players, they don't really have as much trouble with lefty serves. Not to say that they don't have trouble, but they've practiced against lefties more, so they've kind of gotten a groove. They understand how the ball's supposed to move. And again, that's something you don't really see and you don't practice much against if you're a club level player. If you're playing once or twice a week, it's just hard to develop that comfort level with a lefty spin.
I agree. Well, I've heard also that left-handed people just in general make up about 10%. I'm curious on your guys' thoughts. It seems to me that in my experience, it seems like it's less than 1 out of 10 players seem to be left-handed. What do you guys think about that?
Why don't you take this, Chase? I can't really...
I mean, I don't have any like data. I've never seen any like studies or surveys or anything like that.
Well, how many players in the top 100 or top 20 are lefties? I'm thinking Nadal off the top of my head.
Yeah, is there anybody else in the top 20 currently?
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, that's good. That's a good question. Well,
for the wrong sport. No, he's not lefty. What am I talking about?
Fernando Verdasco's got to be near the top 20 right now, isn't he?
Yeah, there you go, Verdasco.
You would think he'd have to be after the Aussie.
I think he's probably around. I think he's 15 to 10. I might be totally making that up, but
no, he's 10. I just did a quick online search. Nice to be.
Yeah, I got my BlackBerry, but that's not conducive to ATP.com.
Well, anyway,
the point
is that it's not very often that you get to see it. So I guess at most 1 out of every 10 matches. And for me personally, it seems like a whole lot less than that. I can only really think of a handful of left-handed players I've had to play in singles, probably a little bit more in doubles. It's an adjustment period. And so much of tennis competitively is about having that comfort level and just feeling like you're settling into a match and kind of getting into it, and you can start thinking about your strategy and your opponent's strengths and weaknesses. If you step out there on the courts and everything's backwards and just kind of throwing you for a loop, it's very difficult to settle down and I hate to keep using the word comfortable, but that's the best way to describe it. It's a big disadvantage just to have to figure out a completely different mindset right from the get-go. And Will, I agree with you. Upper level players certainly don't have to struggle with it as much.
The one thing, again, to go back to the lefty serve that I think gives a lot of righties trouble, regardless of the level, is the lefty serve out wide on the ad court that spins away from their backhand, particularly if you have a one-hander, that takes a lot of strength to sort of handle, get back, and do something with, where you're not leaving the ball kind of sitting up for the next shot. And you can see even with Federer, one of the things he said after the Australian Open, which I thought was pretty on point, he said it's difficult for him during break points because Nadal spins him out wide, and he's at a big disadvantage from the get-go. And that's if you look at his stats from the last from not only the Aussie Open but also Wimbledon, his break point conversions are really, really low versus his overall win percentage when returning serve. So the ad court is a pretty big advantage for the lefty, because you can just pull your opponent off the court, hit to their weaker shot.
Well, that brings up, let's go ahead and segue right into what specific tactics do lefties use against righties. That's a great example there, Will, of a lefty using their specific skill set against a righty effectively. You're right. Federer had a very, very low percentage of break points won against Nadal. And I think in their first set, or maybe even their first two sets, Nadal had only hit his second serve to Federer's forehand like one time, something ridiculous, where it was, you know, very clearly outweighed. Nadal was taking that lefty spin, that curve from left to right, from Nadal's standpoint, for Federer right to left, and just kind of dominating Federer's backhand, because it just goes in that direction. And so that's, I think, probably the number one specific tactic that lefties like to use is that spinning serve, the slice serve to the righty backhand. And it worked very, very well for Nadal in that match. Jason, anything to add to that as far as specific tactics? What do you see when you play against a left-handed player? What do they go to right away?
Well, two things. First of all, don't think the Federer is surprised when the ball keeps going out there and out there.
I hope he
not
wasn't.
Like he doesn't know it's coming.
Right.
It's just hard for him to handle. And like Will said specifically, which is a great point, it's a lot harder for a one-hander to handle than a two-hander.
Yeah, it's
so,
true.
So, you know, if you're playing a guy with the solid two-handed backhand, that left hand really helps him get around it at all. And it just makes a significant difference. So I think, obviously, Federer isn't going to get two hands anytime soon, but that, you know, just makes it an even better strategy for Nadal to head out there.
Now, Jason, are you a two-hander or one-hander?
Two-hander.
Okay, so you would say you generally have not as much trouble handling those balls, get around them pretty easily, or not easily, but better than other folks?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a good serve out there. It's a good serve, but generally I don't really have a problem with it. Certainly, if I'm on the reach, I'm going to a one-hander trying to slice it back in. That's not really a great return, but yeah, if I'm there getting my left hand around it, you know, I just can't say it enough. The left hand gets around the ball, whereas with the right hand, you're contacting it at some point. It's just much harder.
Well, as far as specific tactics go, the serve out wide, I think is definitely, you know, if it's not number one, it's definitely in the top two or three. For me personally, being a lefty, this tactic isn't specific to left-handed players, and that tactic is hitting as many forehands as possible. But the difference is, I think, being a left-handed player, as I hit my forehand and follow through across my body, for me to hit left to right, from my perspective, is natural. Hitting cross-court generally is the easiest place to go in a singles match, for several reasons. It's just a percentage play. And I think physically it's typically easier for most players as well to hit cross court. And to have my stronger shot, for me, my forehand stronger, and for most people it is, go to my opponent's typically weaker side, I pretty much build my strategy completely around that in singles play. It's just a cross court forehand. And if possible, I'll hit a forehand on the deuce side as well and just hit it down the line and wait for an opportunity to go inside out with it. Will, is that something that you use pretty often as well in your singles play?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that we have virtually the same strategy. I do think the one advantage we have as lefties, I feel like righties a lot of times, they go forehand to forehand, typically strength to strength, or if they get in a backhand to backhand rally, they're more comfortable, or they're at least comfortable. They're saying, okay, well, I'm hitting a backhand to my opponent's backhand, so, you know, I can kind of work the point. I don't really need to press because I'm going weakness to weakness, or again, you can say the same for forehand to forehand. Whereas as a lefty, I'm always trying to get the ball to my forehand, and I'm always looking, if I'm in a backhand to forehand rally with a righty, I'm always waiting for an opportunity to change the direction of the ball, maybe more so than you would with a righty to righty. So I'm really trying to work the ball around in my forehand, looking to run around the ball, hit a forehand if possible, and take control of the point. I mean, that's I probably change direction, you know, not inappropriately. You don't want to change direction when somebody hits you a good shot. You just go back cross court. But I'm really trying to work the ball over to my forehand.
You know, I think you have a great point there, because righties typically are very comfortable going backhand to backhand because they're looking for the opportunity to get around and hit and set out forehand. So it's quite rare for a righty to take that backhand up the line because they want the inside out forehand anyway. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable where they're hitting the ball from. They just got to get their feet around it. And most righties at a high level are just waiting for that opportunity to get around and crank an inside out forehand somewhere. Take control of the rally from that side of the court rather than hitting a forehand from their forehand side.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. You're right, Jason, because down the line is the lower percentage shot to begin with. And if your backhand is your weaker shot, two righties playing each other, you're right. It doesn't make sense most of the time to take a backhand and go down the line, because not only is it the lower percentage shot, but if your opponent gets there and they're right-handed as well, then that's their backhands. Or I'm sorry, their forehand side, which is typically their stronger shot. So you're right. That's just a play that most righties probably don't practice a lot, is taking that their weaker side, going for the lower percentage shot, which to a lefty would be the backhand. But I guess that's probably a pattern most righties don't practice, do they?
No. I would say, again, it's easier for a two-handed backhand to guide it there. Usually a two-hander will have a little bit more control.
Sure.
It's not something that we generally do. I love my backhand, and I'm good with hitting it, but I'd still rather hit an inside-out forehand. And so I'm not really going to change out of that direction anytime soon against a righty.
Really?
I don't want to play the deuce court.
Even though it's true that you like your backhand better in general, right?
Yeah.
So even though you prefer your backhand side, you'd rather hit an inside-out forehand in general?
Yeah, there's just so much more you can do with it.
Yeah.
I'll take an inside-out forehand over backhand any day, but I'm more than comfortable hitting backhands. That's
gotcha.
Not a problem.
Okay. So generally, basically, what I'm hearing here is that the two main tactics lefties are using are that spin serve, which has easy access over to the backhand side of a righty, and also the use of the forehand, which is most players' strengths. For a lefty, kind of naturally naturally, it's easy to play that backhand side of a right-handed player. And just the general patterns of play that we're talking about, and these are good lessons for those of you who aren't familiar with the directionals. Keeping the ball cross court in general is the way to go in your singles play. Not that down the line is never appropriate, but in general, it's a lower percentage shot, and you have to wait for your opportunity to be able to use that at least on a regular basis. And so the way tennis points typically set up, a lot of times it's just conducive for a left-handed player, assuming that a righty has their weaker shot on their backhand side. Well, we're going to take just a quick commercial break here. I want to tell you guys about our sponsor for today's show, and that is SomersetSportsPerformance.com. Somerset is spelled SOMERSET, SomersetSportsPerformance.com. They're the today's sponsor for the Essential Tennis Podcast. They offer an online training and nutrition program for those of you who want to get in better shape. Maybe you're just starting to get warmed up for the outdoor tennis season. They offer online access to fitness professionals, to nutritional professionals, to sports medicine doctors, just a wide variety of staff that's just available right at your fingertips. And what they do once you sign up for an account is they set up a personalized program for you that includes fitness and nutrition. They give you recipes, grocery lists. They show you drills and things that you should be doing fitness-wise, and even give you technique demonstrations all at the same place. So easy to use. And starting at $10 a month. So this is a lot cheaper than going and actually getting personal attention face-to-face with a professional, but you have access to all these different types of professionals in the same spot. So SomersetSportsPerformance.com. Check it out, guys, and I thank them for their support of the show. All right, guys. Well, before we move on to any disadvantages lefties might have, do you guys have anything to kind of finish up the topic of tactics that lefties use typically against righties?
Yeah, I'd say the one thing I do a lot is, it's not like I'm just trying to pull my opponent off the court with my serve. What I normally do, because with a lefty serve, you have it breaking from my perspective. If I'm hitting a slice serve, it either breaks to the right, or my kick serve is going to hook in the air and then kick back to my left. I try and use my serve, because I'm 5'8", I weigh maybe 140 pounds on a good day, and I'm not going to knock anybody off the court with my serve. So I really try and use my serve to set up my forehand on the next shot.
Sure.
So a lot of the times I'm going to evaluate my opponent and see what ball they handle the worst. And if it's the slice, then I'll go with that more often. If it's the kick serve, I'll kick it more often. But I really want the ball coming over my forehand side so I can immediately take control of the point, work the ball around, and then end it on the next couple shots.
Yeah, I definitely have used that as well, and especially on the deuce side. And this is just another pattern that works out well for us, I think, Will, in general. On the deuce side, I very, very often go down the tee to my opponent because I'm on the right side of the court serving anyway.
Sure.
So I'm pretty well set up for a forehand, whether it's on the right side or the left side. I can take it inside out if they do get it cross court, unless it's an extremely well-hit shot, obviously. And then on the ad side, you have, if you go out wide, obviously, unless they hit one heck of a down-the-line return, we're going to get mostly forehands as well with the ball coming back into play from the right side of the court from our perspective. So the angle game just kind of seems to play out well for us against most opponents. And for players who aren't aware of this type of game playing back and forth, for players who aren't aware of these type of percentages and angles and the way the ball just kind of typically travels a lot of times, these are no small things. If you don't know, if you hadn't thought about these things before, you have to be aware of it if you're going to counter these patterns and be able to be successful against the lefty. And I think that's why so many average level players struggle against it, because they don't see these patterns. And so they're not able to actually, you know, break it down and come up with something to actually put those patterns in their favor. So before we talk about how to do that, how to be more successful playing against the lefty, any disadvantages that you guys can come up with that lefties typically have on the tennis court?
I would just say you got to watch out for their general craftiness, sneakiness, and awkward play.
There it is. All right. It took you 20 minutes, Jason, but there it is. Very nice.
I was dying to throw something in there. Thank you.
I was going to say, Ian, I can't really think of anything, to be honest. Off the top of my head. A disadvantage, yeah.
Sure, if a righty can get his forehand over to your backhand, that's...
I mean, my mom always criticizes me for holding... I always get criticized for holding my fork with the wrong hand, but other than that...
that's a disadvantage.
I really can't think of... Because any disadvantage you might have, because a righty now can get the ball easier to your backhand or just whatever disadvantage it might be, you have the same advantage with them. So it gets neutralized.
Right. Assuming that you're paying attention closely enough to identify that and you have the skills to, you know, to then implement, you know, said plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. And all this is situational. It's probably good to point out at this point in the show, everything we're talking about a lot of times hinges on one player or the other having a stronger forehand or a weaker backhand. And so these things that we're talking about as far as the patterns go, they're generalities, but usually these are true. Jason, you were going to add something else there?
I was just going to say, I once saw a lefty and a righty after a match getting ready to fist fight while shaking hands, and the lefty had a pretty big advantage there. The hand that was locked in was the right hand for the righty.
Well, that's good timing on the lefty's part to go for the handshake first.
Exactly. They were trying to pull each other over the net, and I think the righty was winning that battle, but the lefty was going to give him a little something as soon as it came close.
Wow, yet another tactical advantage for the lefty. I don't know. This is seeming pretty lopsided here.
I know. You guys are crafty.
Wow, so is that it then? I mean, do we have no... I got to be honest, I hadn't really sat down and thought about it and prepared for that question. I was hoping you guys would kind of throw something out there that I could go off of.
I'll throw something out there. Basically, what Will said is exactly right, but maybe undermined it a little bit, because certainly for a righty serving out wide into the deuce court, which is a pretty natural and good serve for most righties.
Yes.
But usually goes right into somebody's forehand, so it's a little underused. All of a sudden, that's a great serve against lefties.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Not to be underused, because you should be throwing it out there to the backhand all day long. Another thing, if you can get the forehand over there, I've always thought that a righty playing a lefty in general, not myself, but most people, was just a battle of whoever can control the point with their forehand cross court better. So the righty's always trying to play his way, lefty's trying to play the other. So your advantage, and this is pretty much exactly what Will said, but it's just determined by whoever can get there. So you can be at an advantage if you're the better player and can get forehand to backhand more, but you're at a pretty strong disadvantage if you're not.
Yeah, that, and you're right. That was kind of Will's point. That kind of went over my head at first, but now that you lay it out like that, I realize what he was saying. You're right. If a lefty's forehand is stronger and goes cross court to a righty's weaker backhand, the righty's able to do the same thing. If their stronger side is their forehand, it goes cross court to a lefty's backhand. So you're right, Jason. It's kind of a battle of who can make that pattern work for them best, who can execute that strategy first and kind of do it, you know, most often and most effectively. So it's not that righties have no recourse, because typically their stronger shots go across their body and then to a lefty's weaker side. But I guess maybe lefties just have the upper hand because they see righties all the time. And so it's what they practice, are those patterns of attacking to their right side. Whereas righties typically are trying to attack to the opposite side, to the other side of the court. And so when they see that lefty, they've got to switch things up and attack the other way. Anything else to add to that before we talk about?
Well, yeah, I play off what Jason said before, which is on the deuce side, for a righty, the out wide serve is typically underutilized because you're going right to another righty's forehand.
Right.
And because of that, when I play a righty, I don't see it probably nearly as much as I should. Some players will do it a lot, but a lot of players don't really, they still kind of try and take the ball up the line, which is, you know, obviously going right into my wheelhouse. And, you know, the same thing on the ad court too. I get way too many forehands, typically against
right.
righties. And, you know, yeah. I thank them for it, but,
No, yeah, that's a good point.
Natural to kick the serve out there.
Right.
Yeah, I think just in terms of the righty-lefty matchup, I think righties end up going to a lefty's forehand when they're serving way too often because, it's normally a righty's backhand. But lefties are more conditioned and trained to go right at a right-hander's backhand.
Exactly.
On the serve.
Yeah, so, well said.
Yeah, I think that's basically how it breaks down.
All right, well, we've basically gone ahead and merged into tactics. What can we do to be more successful against lefties if you're a right-handed player? You're right, Jason. The right-handed slice serve naturally goes to a lefty's backhand, but it's just not used very often. And like Will was saying, what this is kind of boiling down to is that lefties are just kind of predisposed, you know, that they're used to using their tendencies to attack a righty because they play mostly righties, but righties don't see a whole lot of lefties, and so they're not used to using the tools that they do have as often. And so that basically how quickly the righty can transition over to a lefty strategy, playing against a lefty, and be able to adapt, that's kind of a big part of how the match is going to end up turning out, who's going to win. And Will, I agree with you that very often, you know, I see a lot of forehands, and Jason can attest to this. My forehand is a completely different stroke than my backhand. It's much, much better. My backhand is nowhere near as good. And yet so many times playing singles, I just get forehand after forehand. And even now when I play a practice set here and there, I don't understand why I keep getting forehands, and I'm all right with it. I'm like, okay, bring it on. I'll hit forehands all day, and then they'll even throw in a backhand, like, just because they know they're supposed to mix it up once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of float, you know, like slice it or something, and then they go back to the forehand again the next time they go to that side. And I just don't understand it.
Yeah, very bizarre. I mean, I don't know if I have a very good explanation for it. It is strange, but thank you.
I guess for creatures of habit, it's just
like that.
Something that righties are used to is going to that backhand side. Jason?
I think you guys need to play more people with brains. that's just not acceptable. I'll expand a little on your question of what you can do to beat a lefty.
Yeah.
First of all, abuse the out wide serve on the deuce court because there's no reason not to go there, even if they know it's coming. It opens up the court. I mean, it's just a good play. Second, interestingly enough, I would say most right-handers, certainly at the higher level, are way better at hitting inside-out forehands from their backhand side, than they are hitting forehands cross-court. We just don't practice it as much. The one thing would be to practice that, hit forehands cross-court. Get used to that, you know, so that when you do play lefty, you're very comfortable going there. I know for myself, my forehand cross-court's not nearly as good as my inside-out forehand because I don't want to be there. I want to play from my backhand side of the court.
Right.
So, you know, that'd be one thing. Now, when I play lefties, I don't care to get into my forehand to their backhand rallies. I'm a little bit different. But, you know, that's certainly one thing that a normal right-hander would do.
I'd also be interested to hear what adjustments you make on the service return because I think that's a really big part about playing a lefty is how you adjust. So I'd be interested to hear if you make any adjustments when you're returning.
I agree.
Yeah, certainly I do. I mean, I was fortunate enough growing up that one of my best friends was a lefty all the way through, even into college. I played against this crazy lefty quite a lot. So seeing a lefty serve the spin and everything just doesn't bother me anymore. I've played against it enough. Obviously, it's still different because I'm playing mostly righties.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm to the point where the spin isn't going to be surprising me too often. On the ad court, I'll move over a lot. I'll give you the middle way more. And then especially on the second serve. And when your second serve comes spinning out wide to my backhand, I'm making sure that my feet are getting under the ball. You know, for a righty, you can get kind of lazy. For a lefty, you know, got to keep the feet moving and get behind it. And if you do that and get in position, you know, it's just another serve.
Do you ever adjust your court positioning at all, or do you basically, when you're returning, to stand in the same place? Do you move up, move back, or again, you're just sort of used to the spin, so you don't really need to do too much there?
First or second serve?
Well, I would just say, I mean, first serve. I mean, either one. Do you do something different against a lefty that you wouldn't do against a righty?
On the ad court, I definitely cheat over about a yard to the left, just taking away what should be every lefty's best serve.
Okay.
If a lefty can crank one down the middle repeatedly, then I'll adjust.
Sure,
but I'm not going to let. Yeah, I won't just let a lefty step out and slice me wide and beat me with that all day long.
Right, the flats are down the tee. Right. Yeah, the slice out wide definitely is typically, and we talked about that pretty early on, that's definitely typically the bread and butter serve there for most lefties. So that's good advice for sure to step out there a little farther. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I was just going to say, keep in mind the ball for a lefty is going to spin into your body if they do go down the tee. It's coming back towards you.
Sure.
So if you guys decide, instead of going out wide, because I'm obviously cheating over there, which is, I'm displaying, I am out there, you know, you've still got it's going to come back to me a little bit, whereas a righty can hit a serve down the tee that bounces away. So, you know, you guys just can't hit it as good as a righty could.
Sure.
Again, I'll make you do the harder thing.
Yeah, and I was going to add, for the players out there that aren't really used to the lefty spin, there's two kind of competing strategies you can implement. You can either step up and try and take the ball early and don't let the spin sort of take over and break too much, or you can step back and give yourself a little bit more time. And I think whichever one you choose, it's very player dependent. If you play a guy, let me put it this way. If I see somebody stand further back when I'm serving, then I'm probably going to try and pull them up the court more, regardless of which side I'm serving to. And I'm going to try and be pretty aggressive with the next ball in terms of moving them around the court.
Yeah, sure.
But if they step into the serve, like somebody like Agassi used to play way inside the baseline on the second serve, then I'll probably go for an angle again, and that's going to be a tougher ball when they have less time to get to my serve. So a lot of it's player dependent. I mean, if your opponent, if you're playing a lefty and they don't really think too much, I would just do whatever you find most comfortable in terms of returning. But if they do start picking up on where you're standing, then you might want to make an adjustment, or you can vary. Sometimes when I'm playing an opponent, regardless of whether a lefty or a righty, I'll vary how close or how far back I stand from serve to serve just to give them a different look.
Sure. Well, guys, I hate to cut it short, but we covered a lot of good stuff there, and we're just playing out of time. We gave lots of great ideas there as far as what a righty can do to counter the lefty game. And there's definitely opportunities there, guys, for you when you do play the lefty. Parts of your game should match up well. It's just a matter of identifying it early and making the necessary changes, because it is different from what you're used to playing. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today, and it's been a lot of fun talking with you both about this topic. Everybody, make sure that you go check out fuzzyyellowballs.com and look at Will and Adam's videos there, having to do with tennis instruction, and they give great advice, and your guys' technical side is solid as well. So, Will, thanks very much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, and thanks for having me.
You bet. And Jason, pleasure as always. Good to have you on the show. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show again soon.
Thanks for having me. Watch out for the crafty leftiness.
That's right. It's tough. All right, guys, take care. All right, that brings the Essential Tennis Podcast, episode number 56, to a close. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate your support by downloading the podcast and listening to the show. Hopefully it was a help to you and it gave you some good ideas about playing the dreaded left-handed player. Well, make sure that during the week you guys go and check out EssentialTennis.com. We have lots of great free information there, including a tour news blog, an instructional blog that I write, and a gear review blog as well that goes over the latest in equipment and strains, that sort of thing. So that does it for me. Take care, everybody, this week, and good luck with your tennis.